Billy and Friends Adventures in Friendship, Fun, and Forest Life. Billy, Badger, and Bugs.
Bugs Day is gonna be so cool! If only Badger Smoggle doesn't ruin it,
said Rabbit Billy to Mother and Father Rabbit over dinner one day in late spring.
What's happening for Bugs Day?
Asked Mother.
Oh, it's really great! We've been studying about insects during our science class, so tomorrow we're going into the forest, and we'll have a contest to see how many different kinds of bugs each team can put into a glass container. The only bad thing is Badger Smoggle is my buddy. I don't know why Teacher Remus put me with him. I really wanted to do Bugs Day with Alex, and now I'm doing it with Smoggle instead.
What's wrong with Smoggle? Father inquired.
Well, he thinks he knows everything. He won't let me talk. He's so pushy and he wants his way all the time.
Billy huffed.
Oh, that's difficult.
Agreed, Mother.
Have you suggested taking turns? Sometimes that works.
I know. I tried that already and it didn't work.
I'm sure you'll be fine, son, said Father. Learning to work with others, even people you think you may not get along with, is a very important lesson. Aside from that, are you ready for your big day tomorrow?
Yes, I'm ready. I know exactly what to look for. Insects have exoskeletons, 3 body segments, 6 legs, 1 pair of antennae, and most have 2 pairs of wings,
said Billy, very pleased with himself.
Well, said Father, actually, a few insects only have 1 set of wings.
Like flies, I know that already,
said Billy with a roll of his eyes.
I remember when I was your age,
said Mother.
I loved Bugs Day. I liked to find unique places that the others hadn't considered. I would turn over old logs and go...
I know the best place already.
Billy didn't even bother excusing himself or interrupting his mother's sentence. He felt that he knew enough about Bugs Day without anyone's help. Sometimes, Billy thought he knew more than most of his friends, and maybe more than his parents, too.
I know the place to look for the best bugs,
Billy was saying to Smoggle. The school bus had brought Teacher Remus's class to the edge of the wood, and now the buddies had exactly 1 hour to collect as many different kinds of bugs as possible.
I know too,
Smoggle replied.
There's a place by Mallard Pond that has the best insects.
A pond? You're gonna make us lose! I really do know the best place. There are all those logs lying around in the woods there. And I'm sure there are tons of centipedes and worms and all sorts of crawlers under those logs.
Fine. You go by yourself then, and I'll go to the pond.
But we're supposed to be a team.
Well, you can always come with me to the pond,
said Smoggle, turning in the direction of Mallard Pond.
Besides, I'm a month older than you, so you should listen to me.
Billy stood there a moment, watching Smoggle walk away.
I'll show Smoggle,
he thought to himself, and then he marched toward the wood. Billy found that flipping over logs to find insects underneath was easy to think about doing, but harder to actually do. And he wasn't as strong as he had thought he was. He noticed other buddy teams helping each other to flip over some logs, and he quietly grumbled that Smoggle should have come with him instead of going off on his own. After quite a few heaves, he was able to flip over one log. But it took him so long that by the time he had done so, most of the insects had scampered away. All too soon, Teacher Remus blew his whistle and made sure that everyone had flipped the logs back into their original positions. All the other buddy teams had containers full of wriggling insects, but Billy had only managed to coerce 1 centipede into his bug container.
This is terrible,
thought Billy, and then he saw Smoggle making his way to the school bus. Smoggle didn't look pleased either, and in Smoggle's container was 1 lone dragonfly.
It's all your fault we're going to lose,
whispered Smoggle to Billy on the way back to the school.
There were so many insects that I didn't know where to start, so I only caught one.
Well, if you would have come with me, you could have helped me turn the logs over, and then I would have gotten tons and tons of bugs,
Billy said with a huff. Billy and Smoggle ignored each other for the rest of the ride back to school. Billy arrived home that day from school feeling very out of sorts.
Bugs Day was horrible. I don't want to go to school tomorrow.
Why? What's the matter, Billy?
Asked Mother.
Smoggle and I only gathered a total of 2 bugs, but Alex and Fisk got at least 20. And it's all Smoggle's fault. He thinks he knows everything, and he never lets me finish my sentences, and he never listens to me, and I'm sure I would have won if I had gone with Alex. Alex always listens to me and does what I tell him to.
Alex is really a good friend to you,
agreed Mother as she helped Billy take off his jacket and school bag.
I certainly don't like it when others don't listen to me, or when they interrupt when I'm trying to say something. I think most of us feel like this.
Billy flushed. He remembered how he had behaved over dinner the day before.
You know,
Mother continued,
I think Smoggle might be feeling the same as you are right now. What if your father or I said, I know that already, when you tell us about what you learned in class? How would that make you feel?
But you wouldn't do that,
protested Billy.
No, of course not, because we love you. And we listen to you to show our interest, even if it's something we might know about already.
Oh,
said Billy.
I see.
You know, Billy, if you tried listening to Smoggle, you might learn things you never knew. And even if you only heard things you knew already, you might find something else instead.
What would I find, Mother?
Asked Billy.
A friend,
replied Mother. The next day, Billy and Smoggle were sitting together as the various teams huddled around their glass containers and notebooks, writing short explanations of each bug's characteristics and where the bugs had been found. Smoggle hadn't said much when Billy had met him out in the hall. Billy thought about what his mother had said the day before, about maybe finding a friend.
I like your dragonfly,
said Billy. Smoggle looked surprised.
You do? It's a rare dragonfly, and that's why I spent all my time trying to catch it. Did you know that when dragonflies are young, they have this special thing on their head, like a spear, that they use to catch small fish?
No, I didn't know,
said Billy, quite amazed.
And they eat mosquitoes. And once they found a mosquito fossil that was 2.5 feet long. And there's one kind of dragonfly that lives today that's 7 inches long.
Wow! Will you say all of that today for our presentation?
Smoggle suddenly looked unsure.
Do you think that's good enough? Everyone else has so many bugs.
But no one has a dragonfly,
said Billy triumphantly.
That's true,
Smoggle paused.
You know, if we had worked together yesterday, I think we could have had a chance at winning.
We can work together next year and win then,
said Billy.
And this year, we'll win for most interesting facts.
Smoggle and Billy smiled at each other.
And maybe this year, I got something else too,
thought Billy.
Maybe I made another friend.
The end.
Authored by R.A. Watterson. Illustrations by Yoko Matsuoka. Narrated by Simon and Ruth. Copyright 2012 by The Family International.